Amen. Could we be on your feet? Thank you very much for such a wonderful song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this moment as we have remembered the sacrifice that we made on the cross. You have won our hearts and we have decided to follow you, Father. And this morning as we reflect on your word, on how we can follow you and continue following you faithfully, Father, we pray that you will speak to our hearts through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to say Happy New Year to all of you. And if you haven't had the opportunity to say Happy New Year to your neighbor, please do that. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope it's a Happy New Year, isn't it? Well, we thank God for this moment. We are going to be very quick as we are rushing against time. But I thank God for the opportunity we have. For those who have come back already from your leave and those who traveled to different locations, we were here at Gomaville. We had a powerful overnight, the night of the 31st to the 1st. Some of the decorations you see are the remnants of that wonderful time. And we thank God that we were able to praise God and enter the year powerfully. This morning I want us to read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. And we're going very quickly to learn three things from the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe that you may live and multiply and go in the land and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to test you, to know that was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he would humble you, allow you to hunger and feed you with manna which you did not know, or did your father know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." Amen. So that's Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. Today we are going to talk about a topic, a sentence that we all know, which is, "Man shall not live by bread alone." And as we discuss this topic for a few minutes, I want to think about what God is telling us through this ancient text and see what we can learn from the Lord. Now, the book of Deuteronomy is one of the five books that Moses wrote. It's called the Pentateuch. So the five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the five books that Moses wrote. Of course, he wrote also the book of Job and some of the Psalms that we have. But those are the books, when they call the Pentateuch, it's those five books. So after Moses had led the children of Israel for 40 years in the desert, he decided that he would recap all the lessons that the Lord has been teaching them. And those lessons are put together in the book of Deuteronomy. Actually, the word Deuteronomy means the second law. The first law was given in Exodus, and this is the second law. There's no second law in Exodus, but it's a recap of all the laws that God has taught the children of Israel. So Moses is telling them, "I have taught you a lot of things, and a lot of them you will forget. But I want to sum up all the lessons that I've taught and put them in the book." And that's the book of Deuteronomy, where God reveals himself. It is also important to know that this is 40 years after the children of Israel have left Israel. So you can imagine the children who were born in the desert when they left Israel. They were how old? They were 40 years old. So this was another generation of people. This was a generation of the people who were not at Mount Sinai. This was a generation of the people that survived when the land had opened and swallowed everybody. It's a new generation of people, but it's this generation that is going to actually possess the land that was promised. Many of the people who left Egypt will not have the opportunity to enter. Most of them, let's say. But for these few, those who have made it and they want to enter, Moses wants to sum up the lessons that he has taught and he puts them in a book that we call Deuteronomy, the second law. So when you see the word Deuteronomy, no, it is called the second law. Now, this is the time of transition. They are looking back at 40 years of journey, a journey that was supposed to take only 11 days, but it has taken them 40 years. They have been meandering in the desert, going up and down, disobeying God, and God punishing them, teaching them many lessons, and they are now at the point where they can see the promised land and they want to possess it. All the promises that God has made want to come true, and they are at this moment of transition. And Moses teaches them that at this moment of transition, there are three things you need to know, and those are the three things that we will learn today. The first thing Moses tells them is remember. Remember where you are coming from. Geshom, could you show us the picture of the desert? Now, I tried to find one picture of a desert. It's a barren place. Some of you have visited deserts. You have been in a place where there is long droughts, and you can know how the land can be dry and really dry. And they have walked through this place, not knowing what was going to happen at the end. Now they've come to the end. Moses tells them, remember. Now, our capacity to remember is one of the wonderful gifts that God has given us. Just imagine that if you've come to a place where you cannot remember anymore, what can happen? You see your brother. I heard of a story of an elderly person who was in a church, and then after the church he saw a familiar face and he came to the person and saying, I know you are familiar, I have an impression that I've known you the whole of my life, but I'm getting old, I can't remember you. Could you remind me your name? And that person was talking to another elderly person, and the person said, do you really need the name right now? Because the person had also forgotten what was their name, so they needed to ask someone else to say, if you give me a few minutes, I can tell you my name. I need to ask. So there is a time when, if you come to a place where you can forget people's name, you can forget places, it's a very dangerous problem. Now, our memory is very interesting. We have what they call selective memory, in that there are things that our body, our brain chooses to remember, and others it just chooses to forget. They remain in the brain, but we can't recall them. We can't reach them. And now, there are so many reasons. Psychologists and others who have studied the brain will tell you why we have selective memory. But in those things that we remember, Moses wants them not to forget certain things. And he tells them to remember three things. One, remember that God led you through the hardships. The desert represents hardships, represents the lowest point, represents the place where David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what we have sung, though I walk through valley, Lord, I fear no evil. That is the desert. He wants them not to forget the hardships. Now, as human beings, we have a tendency to want to forget all the hardships we've gone through. But Moses said, do not forget. It is important. The second thing he says, remember that God tested you to reveal the content of your heart. God tested you. His aim was not to condemn you, but to reveal you. God knows you, but hardships has a way of revealing us. The third thing he says, remember that God was faithful. So when Moses is telling the children of Israel, in your selective memory, though you will choose to forget some things, remember three things. Remember that God led you through the hardship. Remember that God tested you. And remember that God was faithful. Gershom, give us the next picture. Now when we look at the past, and look at the past year, I like this picture where you see the word past written in the sand, and the water is coming. And if you stand there long enough, the water will finally erase that sand. And nobody will know that the word past was written there. And that's our tendency, is to forget and to forget everything and erase all the board. But God is saying, you need to remember. We've left 2017, but we need to remember where we are from. Second thing, look ahead with faith and hope. As you enter this new land, I want you to know that God has been faithful. And since He has been faithful, He will also be faithful in the future. Now, the faithfulness of God in the past teaches us and reminds us that God will also be faithful in the future. That is the second thing. So when we look back, we see the grace of God. When we look forward, we see the hope that God gives us. The third thing that we learn today is for the present. I want Gershom to show us the last picture. Now, the past helps us to look back like in a rearview mirror, where we have come from. The future projects us in the future, but we haven't touched it. And since we haven't touched it, we look to it by faith. We possess it by faith. And if the past helps us to look back, the future helps us to project ourselves. What of the present? For the present, Moses says, walk and live humbly. He took you through all that to teach you humility. Walk and live humbly, remembering what the God did in your life. So in conclusion, I would say, how shall we live as we enter this new year? We should remember where God has taken us from. Secondly, we should look ahead with faith and hope. And thirdly, we should live in the present, in the moment, but live in it with humility. And all the lessons that God was trying to teach the children of Israel before they possessed the land, it is humility. It is easy to be humble when you're in the desert and you have nothing. What about when you enter Canaan, the land full of honey and milk and abundance? Will you remember to be humble? When God fulfills all your promises and you find abundance, would you remember? Moses wants them, as they go into the land, into prosperity, to remember to walk with humility. So may God bless you as you remember 2017. Do not forget what God took you through. As you go forward, have hope and peace. And you live in the moment, live humbly. God bless you.